It is The Riot. This is our Friday podcast, and congratulations to us. We have successfully daily podcasted it for an entire week.
Now, technically, since we did our Worst of Riot 2016 the week before.
I know what you're saying.
That was daily as well, but that was like a trial thing, so this was our first official week.
Right. So, like, I still feel like that's something for us to celebrate. And maybe you and I should just go ahead and take the rest of the day.
I think we should get an early dismissal because we've been so good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you guys have, again, enjoyed these daily podcasts. We've heard from so many of you guys who are liking it, so we're really glad we made the switch, and hopefully everyone enjoys it. You can always connect with us at Radio U Riot. That way you can catch up. Make sure to post while you're there on Facebook, or you can email us riot@radiou.com if that's easier.
So I'm looking at, Nikki and I don't have anything else to do. Think about maybe getting a new pair of glasses.
Oh, did you get some recently? Or I guess it's been a while.
No, these are like
a couple years old,
2 years old, something like that.
I don't wear glasses, so I wasn't sure. Is there
I have no idea.
A normal yearly span of when you're supposed to be upgrading and checking your eyesight?
But basically, I've been wearing. I normally wear contacts, but for the last month or so, I've just been wearing my glasses.
You always look really good in your glasses.
I kind of like them.
If it's easier, since you don't have to put contacts in.
So much easier.
I don't know why you just don't wear them every day.
Well, the only thing about the contacts that I like is that, you know, if you're running or lifting or whatever,
sure.
I don't want to wear my glasses for that, but you can still see. The other thing is you're in the gym. You don't want to, you know, either A, look at other people because I don't want to be staring at people.
Sure.
Or B, you don't want to feel bad not being able to see that well.
And you don't want to work out in your glasses?
No.
You can't get a sports pair of glasses?
Oh, I mean, I absolutely could.
You know, like the ones the basketball players wear?
Where there'll be like a sweatband?
Yeah, a sweatband around it. Yeah, and then they're really big and they cover your whole eyes.
That's a great idea.
That'd be a really good look.
And you know what? Maybe I'll just wear them all the time.
So keep those for your day-to-day, but now you're looking into sports glasses.
Well, you know what? I found that website where you can buy glasses really cheap. And so, like the glasses, I've probably told you guys this, but I bought a pair of glasses, $300, did not like them at all. Bought these glasses for $24 and they're awesome.
Not just because they're so much cheaper.
No.
But they just feel better too.
I would have been happier paying big bucks for these glasses than those other ones.
Well, if anybody works out in glasses, I mean, I don't know if people do, but send us which ones you like.
Like, look, here you go. Here's a pair for $12.95.
That's too much.
You think a little too much?
You can get cheaper than that. I'm teasing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
don't
I can.
Go cheaper than that.
You think that's...
Don't.
That's enough?
You're wearing them every day. You can put a little bit more money into them.
These would be like... I thought about getting a pair... All right, the Blues Brothers, right? You know, like their sunglasses? I thought about getting a pair of glasses like that, but they'd just be glasses.
Sure.
So, like, they'd be just regular lenses and those kinds
you
of frames.
You can do that. Spend the day. Go shopping.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Instead of working today, I'm just going to sit at my desk and look at these glasses.
Well, enjoy this podcast. It does include our Riot food fight for the Red Velvet Kit Kats.
It does. It talks about how Taco Bell should embrace itself. About the planet Nibiru and why you should stop your New Year's resolutions.
Did you include Riot gear?
Riot control.
Yes.
Super hot. Super hot. Super hot. That's the game.
Enjoy this podcast. Have a very, 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 very good weekend.
Great idea. It's The Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of The Riot.
So what usually happens here on the show is we find an item that we want for a taste test. Then I go out looking for it. I go 5 or 6 places. Never find it. And then 2 months later, someone either mails it in or I happen across it somewhere else.
Or they drop it off and then we get to finally do the Riot taste test.
So yesterday we found out about Kit Kat's new Valentine's Day flavor, Kit Kat Red Velvet. So we went at lunch to Target, picked them up and left.
Which is where they were at. It worked wonderfully.
It was, of course, because Nikki came with me, the easiest, most pleasant trip for picking up anything for a taste test that I've ever experienced.
In fact, how many taste test items did we get?
Not only did we get one, we got 4.
4 different ones of all new things.
Which, again, only because Nikki was there. That's the only way that something like that works out so well. So basically, for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be just laser focused on Valentine's Day.
On doing these riot taste tests.
So what I think is we need to prep the Radio U Valentine's Day channel.
Sure.
Get the Valentine's Day tree out. And then probably plan on at least taking a week off to celebrate Valentine's
Day. Put all these goodies under the Valentine's Day tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if we're going to do the holiday,
we really need to do it right.
Let's do it right.
Well, I think we need to most importantly also not forget that we have all these items.
Well, there's that.
Is that we could do?
They're sitting on my desk right now.
That still means we could forget them.
Well.
You mean to maybe move them down here.
See, okay, here's my fear though. As you can see, this open bag.
It is half gone.
It is.
Now, I know they put a lot of air in it, but it really seems like a lot of people had a selection of these Kit Kats.
I the trash can. Offered one to Zach.
Yes.
How many?
If you look in the trash, I'm not putting my hands in there.
I didn't say you have to put your hand in.
I'm
just
looking
look.
At three off just at the top.
Well, I only gave Zach one.
There's more in there. Now, mm-hmm. These are miniatures, but still.
They're whittle.
Those are tiny.
They're way too small.
Those are very tiny.
It insults me because I feel like what they're saying is,
this is what we have in mind.
This is exactly how much it'll take to satisfy you this year.
These are very tiny.
This Kit Kat is small enough for you to maybe feel like you inhaled a Kit Kat. And I don't mean eat it. I mean, you had a whiff.
Yeah.
You're barely even going to taste this.
Well, I mean, I know for taste tests, so they say that you should just have a small little nibble, a small bite of it.
I'll tell you what.
Smells
Gosh,
good.
It smells amazing.
Well, the Kit Kat Red Velvets, we will do a riot food fight and taste those a little bit later today.
Yeah, but maybe sooner than we normally do.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, when we're like, we'll do it later. Like, what if...
How does 10 minutes sound from now?
Let's think soonish. it smells so good. That's, you know, like a red velvet cake. Is it like a cream cheese icing or whatever?
Yes, it is.
That smell
That's
is
what
in
you
there.
Smell it?
I'm smelling that, and it smells good.
The riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome, Radio U.
Taco Bell has an announcement. And that is that the Taco Bell cleanse is officially being added to the menu.
No, we're
kidding. The Taco Bell cleanse is free with every purchase. It's not something you're gonna have to pay extra
for. That's just a bonus.
Yeah, and so somebody spread the paper and you go ahead and what?
I don't know.
Stop at Taco Bell, you put some newspaper down, you just go for it.
All right.
No, it's fine. Taco Bell's announced that they are removing extra large drinks from their menu.
So what size would, do they have a name for that size, or is it the extra large ones?
Extra large? I've got it as XL.
I didn't know if it was like the Blaster or some sort of catchy name.
Colon Blaster.
Like Taco Bell people would know and be like, oh yeah, that's the Blaster.
They're getting rid of the Blaster size?
I can't believe it. I didn't know if it had that.
As far as I know, it's just their XL size.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, in my world, that's extra large.
Is that what you guys would always get, or...
Okay, don't talk to me like I'm a Taco Bell customer.
It's Eric. Eric goes. But I know you go every so often.
Yeah. When I go, I go.
No, I didn't mean don't say that. What? But I know, is that traditionally the size of the soda that, the
Well, I mean,
blast.
if I'm gonna go and get everything out, I like to go ahead. That's right.
You need to.
That's right. You put down paper and I put a bottle of water in there. That's what you do. What are you doing? Well, I'm going to Taco Bell. I want to be ready when I get back.
I'm getting prepared.
Mm-hmm. So Taco Bell is saying that, 2017 is a year to be healthier. It's a year to get our act together. So you guys don't need these big XL sodas. You know
what
I'm saying?
And that's when in like a month they come back with, no, we took away that and we're adding this.
You know, we don't have XL anymore, but now we've got Ventigo.
The double.
Not to mention the fact that, it's free refills.
Sure, so that really also is it.
I mean, but what they're saying is, instead of this 44-ounce, with a 32-ounce, you'll have to make three trips to the soda fountain, which will lead to a healthier you.
Well, you're walking.
In 2017.
Yeah.
Look at all that extra walking that you're doing.
Well, way to go, Taco Bell. That's how you cut back.
Yeah. I do love this comment from someone who said, you do realize that for $5 at Taco Bell, you can get an entire day's worth of calories.
Yeah, that's probably great. About right.
See, my thing is, I feel like Taco Bell needs to embrace their identity as a food for people that hate themselves.
Well, they need to go the
just
way
embrace
of...
embrace it, guys!
They need to go the way of... And some fast food places, like, they flirt with one way or the other, but it'd be like a Jack in the Box or a Carl's Jr. or Hardee's.
They're just like, hey, you've given up and we have to? Or?
Well, sometimes a fast food restaurant will be like, no, we're offering a salad or this is your healthy choice option. But instead, you've got other places that know what they're going after and then they go big.
I like what Nikki said. That, again, they're embracing their identity.
Yeah, like they know that they don't need to be the healthy option with it. They just, instead of taking away the extra L, mm-hmm. extra large drink, they would bring you a bucket. And they'd make a clever name for it.
Yep.
And they'd fill it with candy and soda.
Just got to go all the way.
And that's how you make waves.
You know what else you can make at Taco Bell? You
can make something else.
Some waves.
Yes. Everything will be a euphemism for that.
Embrace it, Taco Bell.
Yeah. Don't take it.
Feel good about it. Just be who you are. All right? People obviously already love you for who you are. Just be that.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Here's something that happened at Starbucks where I feel like we might be on our way to a new euphemism. You ready for this? A man has been charged with burning his underwear at Starbucks.
How do you do that? Or where does one do that?
Again, I feel like this is a story that would have tied back in a little bit better when talking about Taco Bell. Because if you told me you burned your underwear at Taco Bell, I'd be like...
That is not as shocking.
Yeah. They've got a bin for that.
At Starbucks, was it in protest of something?
You just throw them in the incinerator. It's just something you do your way out the door. No, there was a guy, 59, he strolled into... a Starbucks in, where was this at? Somewhere in Florida. Oh, well, makes more sense though.
Is it the older person?
Well, just Florida. Just crazy stuff as always. They don't get winter in Florida, and I think...
this keeps all this stuff going.
In some ways, it's like people need winter to be forced inside for a while.
They need a cold chill.
And I realized, you know, other parts of the country, California coast, even the Oregon coastline, you don't get a lot of winter, but... I don't know. You guys seem to have it together a little better than these Florida people do. So dude walks into the bathroom. They said the baristas just started smelling something burning.
Gosh, what is wrong with people?
Something was burning. So
is that your underwear on fire? Did you lie? Are your pants on fire?
Do you think that's what happened?
No, I just think it's just all weird.
Do you think that perhaps he
I
was
don't
lying?
Understand.
Maybe. Well, what about this? What if he just felt overwhelmed with guilt? Like his pants were on fire. What if he had been lying and he was like, I gotta set these pants on fire. I just have to.
But instead he set his underwear on fire.
He did. And you know what? It just, so many things just fell together at the right time. The underwear was on fire. The guy left, a barista went in to check, and sure enough, there was the flaming underwear. Fire put out.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say your job description is at the Starbucks. Okay, so does this cover in the article, was he naked when he left then, or did he bring in the underwear as an extra?
Well, it was just his underwear that he put on.
Okay, but he took time to put his pants back on?
I think so.
While it was on fire?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reports of him walking out naked.
I didn't know.
And by the way, Nikki, your refusal to take care of the underwear, I just want you to know, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
I'm not a team player.
Come on.
Whatever. I'm taking the whole tip thing if I have to do that. I'm taking everything.
It just adds up. The tip jar's mine. I cleaned up the flaming underwear.
Because I took care of that strange man's underwear that he lit on fire.
So there were police in the parking lot, and they had a little chat with him. He did have a lighter in his pocket, but you know, there's only really one way to confirm the underwear were his. They took him down to the station for that. I don't know.
That's just all they say.
I don't know what happened after that.
You know, I just wish that if you were going through something in your life and you just were losing it, Yeah. Just stay in your house or something. Don't put someone else through what you're going through.
Proof positive that the geeks are winning. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I finally found what I need to take myself to the next level, both personally and professionally. And I just want to let you know, I expect Radio U to pay for it and then give it to me.
What are we going to be getting?
It is the new Razer Project Valkyrie. Or no, I'm sorry, Valerie. Boy, it just doesn't sound...
There's a difference. It's not as intense sounding now. Valkyrie was quite the name.
Valkyrie sounded really intense. Valerie sounds like one of your mom's friends.
Well, it sounds like a personal assistant, like, you know, what's the Amazon Alexa or...
Man, don't say Alexa and Valerie sound anything alike.
It does. No way.
Don't you badmouth Alexa like that.
I'm just telling you, it's Siri. It just sounds like Cortana. It just sounds like it fits nicely with that.
Mm. Well, Alexa is someone that I'm currently very cozy with, so I just want you to be careful what you have to say about it. That's all.
So this is the laptop?
Project Valerie. It's a 3-screen laptop.
That's intense.
It is a laptop. Like, you get your laptop out, and then you're like, here, let's just slide these out, and then you have a triple monitor setup. Shut up.
So this is coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show.
3 17-inch monitors folding out of your laptop. It's awesome.
Really feels more like if you work a lot, but you...
I don't really think this is for work.
You think it's more for gameplay?
Absolutely.
I was thinking if you travel a lot but still work and you use a lot of monitors, then you can just take this out and you're taking your studio with you.
Mm-hmm. They're saying Project Valerie, probably about $5,000 is what they're thinking.
Okay, make sure you insure that then.
Yeah.
It is nice looking.
Dude, it's awesome. It is really awesome. And again, I feel like if I could set this up here... I can spread the monitors out.
If you look now, you already have 3 screens in front of you. Mm-hmm. Now, none of them
are... Just going to condense it down.
Yeah, put them all into one laptop.
And I mean, what is this max screen? 13 inches? 13. I mean, do you understand that how limited my productivity is on 13.3 inches?
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine you getting this thing.
Now, I'll have a 17-inch monitor and then what? Oh, 17-inch monitor over here. 17-inch monitor over here. Wow, guys. So that means I can have the Radio U app running in one screen, Netflix running in another, and then pretend to be typing.
This sounds like you. The Razer co-founder said that multi-monitor desktop setups are becoming more necessary.
Yes.
For professionals.
Professionals.
That's
and that's
you.
What I am, ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
You.
I am a professional.
Creators and gamers.
Oh,
so
I'm all those things.
I think he's talking about you when it comes to this 3-screen monitor laptop.
Dude, that thing is hot. I love it. It's great. What this is telling me is, first off, here at the radio station, I actually do have a multi-monitor set up at my desk, which is great. And people say, what do you need that for? No, I'm telling you, once you do it, you'll be like, why did I ever not have this before? It's so great. Maybe it's time for me to start exploring the multi-monitor setup at home, you know, because right now I just have a 32-inch monitor.
I think that was your answer.
Well, what I should probably do is have 3 32-inch monitors.
That you could do.
Do you guys feel like I probably need that? I know. Me too.
Now, if you want this again with the Project Valerie, there's a Razer.
That needs another name.
There's a Razer Blade Pro laptop that came out last year, and its base price is $3,700.
Mm-hmm.
So they assume a consumer version of Project Valerie, which has the 3 screens, would be around, yes, the $5,000 range.
So that's speculation.
Of course.
It could be
a lot more.
Or, you know, it could be like $49.99. So... Don't expect it. We don't know it's going to be a full 5,000.
I want to buy 2 screens on the laptop and get that third one free.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Nikki, they're definitely throwing one in for free. Absolutely. That screen, you got to buy the other 2.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Now, this is what I call turnaround. Nikki and I discover that there is a red velvet flavored Kit Kat available the very next day. We're eating
them.
We
got it.
All right. So
let's
there you go, Nikki. There's
the
your
very small ones.
Kit Kat.
These are so tiny.
I gave you 2.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So here we go. Opening this thing up, we've got The smell is strong. Like, there's such a strong smell.
The red velvet or more like the cream cheese?
It's that cream cheese flavoring. Type smell. And just to be clear, it's a good smell.
Oh, now that is strong. But isn't it? Is good. It
smells fantastic.
I do like red velvet. I don't have it a lot, but when I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'll check a bite of them. Red velvet Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
Oh yeah.
The white chocolate or whatever the
Well, I need to open this over and make sure.
Well, you wanna, it's not fair for this to just do one taste test. You gotta try them both.
The cream
that
cheese
is really good.
It's way more cream cheesy than it is, but the red velvet's there too.
Yeah. But I like it. It's still a nice mixture. I like that a lot. That's good.
That'll do.
That's good.
That'll do.
It's hard when we have a Riot Food Fight, a taste test, and we actually really, really like it, because now I just want to eat the whole bag. That is delicious.
I'm going to need you to keep talking.
Doesn't give us the bad aftertaste normally we get, too. Mm-hmm. That's great job.
Well, they've really got something here. Okay? I just want you guys to know.
We like it.
That's not just something you say.
So the red velvet flavor, Kit Kats, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Just go ahead and open another one here. Go ahead and have one more.
You can have. They're very tiny. Don't feel any guilt about that.
It's delicious. Like, hey, Kit Kat, high five, guys.
High five. Good job.
Like, you killed it. You killed it on this one. I mean, yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Every time I go in a bathroom in this building, I feel like I'm part of a social experiment. I mean, we just put a new urinal in the bathroom, which Nikki loves that word, so I want to say it over and over again.
That is a thing.
Chris walks into the middle of the floor yesterday and goes, wait, I got to double check. I want to make sure that I quote him perfectly. He walks up and he goes, that's a fantastic urinal.
I heard all three of you guys say that. You, Chris, and Michael all said how great that thing is in your bathroom. Who said it flushes automatically?
It does.
What is
that?
I think
you're just jealous.
Yeah, all we have is a toilet.
Well, while they were installing it, I had to go into the girls' bathroom, and you guys have like a lounge in there, places to sit, flowers, an outside window.
We do have a window that looks outside. It's all stuff you don't really care about.
The room is three times bigger. You've got emergency towels. Like, you just have, there's so much stuff in there, and I'm like, what?
You guys can't handle it, though.
Well, here's the part I don't understand. I go into the men's room here on the first floor. Okay, all over the floor in there. I mean, not the whole floor, but there are several. There are single ply, single pieces of toilet paper, like, just laying out on the floor.
Why is that? Did the urinal do it?
Why is that?
What happened?
And that's the other thing is, like, the... And so I looked at it. The toilet paper is two ply, so the ply, it has been pulled apart. And it's just like on
who
the floor.
Did this?
I guess.
Is it a joke?
Is it?
Is it for real or?
Is it? What does it mean?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm in here too. Oh, great. This is a thing now. So somebody's going to be like, well, Obadiah went in there and he didn't clean up. So we should fire him.
Well, did you see the all staff email about cleaning up better that went out yesterday?
I did. But I thought that was just for my desk. I didn't know I was going to.
Your desk and the break room? So maybe someone in retaliation was like, well, yeah, you didn't say the bathroom. And then
so they
went and
they
did
went
that.
In and split the toilet paper into single
into
plies
single ply.
And just began dropping them all over the floor.
It's an answer. It's the reason.
That is some real passive aggressive responding right there.
Yes, it is.
And
I can't think of anything else.
It just feels like...
It's like a crop circle. You don't know how it got there or who did it.
It's like some sort of weird psychological warfare I get caught up in here, where I walk in, I'm just like, what am I supposed to do?
Did you pick it up?
No, I didn't.
So then, is it a test to see if you'd clean up?
That's what I thought. It's like somebody somewhere is like, well, how would I didn't clean it up?
And if they're all over the floor, it's not like you can really lie and be like, oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't know anything about that. Well, my excuse was, I got to get back in to do the show.
I got it.
You ran close. There. You were close.
I know. Well, Nikki had a lot to navigate in there. There's stuff
everywhere. I didn't know you were tiptoeing around all the toilet paper.
There's this urinal that has an electric eye.
It's just so weird.
And I'm just like, you know what? Can I go back to the girls' room? In there, it's fancy. I could have sat in the recliner, watched a little TV.
Not what we have in there.
You do.
We do not have all that.
Okay.
And all I know is that your bathroom seems like, I don't know what is all in there.
It's like
just
an
crazy.
Outhouse. It's like, it's a technologically advanced outhouse that the Saw guy has put out traps for. Just like,
just stay over there. Okay.
Aren't you so happy to be alive now?
This is weird.
It's weird. It was weird in there. I'm glad to be back in here. It's super normal in here. No big deal.
Hey, I bet you why the women's restrooms are nicer is because the guys' restroom...
No one ever goes in there?
Well, in the guys' restroom, your money is spent on... you have to have a toilet and a urinal. You have double
things.
There's
like double apparatus.
Yeah, and then the sink and stuff. And then in our room, there's just the toilet and the sink. So we have extra money for all the other stuff.
For the amenities.
Yes. To you know, make it look a little bit nicer.
I should have gone in the girls' room to see if there was like, you know...
Toilet paper there?
Strips of toilet paper laying around. If you guys also have a test today.
I don't know. I'll go in and see.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Boy, I woke up tired today. It's amazing how a week of work goes on way longer than a week off does.
Yeah, which we had last week off.
That flew by.
But this week has been very, very long.
It has been long, man. Five entire days of working. It's crazy. How am I supposed to keep up on a New Year's resolution when I have had to work for five entire days?
You just got to do it, I guess.
And the thing is, at this point, I've only worked 4 days plus a couple of hours. So I haven't even done a whole 5 days.
You're not even there quite yet.
So I begin to ask myself, how am I supposed to carry these resolutions into the weekend? And I'm happy to tell you that you don't. You just give up and you're like, oh, Obadiah, don't say that. No, look, I've got a great, I'm going to call it quasi-scientific reason why you don't need to worry about your New Year's resolutions this weekend. Did you guys hear about Nibiru?
Nibiru?
Yeah, it's Planet X, some people call it, and it's going to hit Earth in October. So, like, the whole place is going up. It's going to be the end.
Oh, so that's when that's the next thing that they say will end Earth.
In October, Planet X or Nibiru is going to end up hitting us.
So then at that point, people are saying, well, why bother? Just live the rest of this Earth life to its fullest.
Boom. So right there, Nikki.
We don't need to do any resolutions this weekend.
You got from now until October, like, might as well just enjoy
it. What if you're living your life so hard, though, you don't even make it to October?
Well, then you don't have to face the terror of the ninth sky.
That's true.
So that's not a big deal.
If not, for resolutions, sometimes they say maybe you spend your weekdays focusing on that, and then on your weekends, you have a little extra relaxation with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as intense with your...
Maybe not working as hard.
Yeah, and then that way you can keep up with it until October when we die.
Isn't that like a CrossFitter thing where they're like, hey, if you can work out 4 days... Like,
oh, is that what they say?
I think so. Like, it's unreal.
Any CrossFitters, is that what you guys do?
I thought that was.
4 days of intense work, and then the rest, you just take it easy?
I believe it was another band member that is a CrossFitter. I'm pretty sure he told me it was like a four-day thing. I could be wrong about that. So if you feel angry right now, I'm sorry that I upset you. Just relax.
Is it one of your 4 days?
Nibiru's going to come and get you, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah, here's the prevailing theory is this all started back in 1995 when a girl whose name, what did I do with her name? Her name is Nancy Leader. She had a device implanted by the Zetans to tell her, I'm sorry, Nikki, you look a little surprised.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't think it's real anymore. So I'm just trying to follow along.
All right. But she began warning people
about this.
2003, and then she was like, my bad, I had a little misinterpretation. It's going to be, so she's saying October this year.
Of 2017. So that's coming from this side of things.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Now,
okay.
NASA says this is just an internet hoax, but... NASA's part of the system that is trying to keep you doing what you're doing so society doesn't collapse. And they say the reason it's very difficult to spot Nibiru coming towards the Earth is it's coming from the South Pole.
Okay, great.
Anybody remember that POD song, Parochial South Pole?
Yes.
That's exactly what this is. It's exactly what this is.
If only I still had that in the system, you know, we could play it.
It'd be perfect. So,
well, thanks for telling us about it.
So we're probably good to just go ahead and give up on all this New Year stuff.
Do we have to even work till then, or?
I think I'm going to. I mean, I got to have something to do.
And we got to pay for stuff till then, and we want to be here to tell you guys how it goes.
Yeah.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, did you buy anything on Apple's App Store this year?
Like 2016, you mean?
Man, dang it. Yes.
No, we're just...
That's what I meant.
At that crossover part.
No. Your question and clarification, perfectly legitimate.
Is important.
So in 2016, did you spend money in the Apple App Store?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how much do you think you spent?
I don't know.
We know you spent $10 on Super Mario Run.
Yeah, so maybe... $20, $25.
$20, $25.
Yeah. Most games I'll usually get are free.
Okay.
Or freemium, but I don't do the premium stuff.
Okay. I had, let's see, I'm trying to think. Of course, for me, it would be the Google Play Store. And someone gave me a $15 gift card to the Google Play Store. So I spent at least $15 there. But then I also, I'll bet it was somewhere between $20 and $25. Like that seems reasonable. Because I'm sure I picked up a couple things, but I really think I did most of it on that gift card.
Sure.
I was surprised by how much I enjoyed a Google Play gift card, because as the holidays came up, I bought Oregon Trail, not Oregon.
No, but Oregon Trail.
And then I bought Comic Rack and Civilization 2, like whatever. I bought stuff because a lot of stuff went on sale. The App Store last year generated about $20
billion. For which one?
The Apple App Store.
Okay.
$20 billion in sales. They say about $3 billion of that was just in December.
Oh, okay.
$240 million on actual New Year's Day.
Sure.
So technically that's a new year, different amount. But yeah, $20 billion.
And that counts in-app purchases. It does. And people spend so much money on that, more than you even realize.
Yeah. That's something I realize as someone who buys games, it's like pot calling the kettle black kind of thing, but in-app purchases for freemium games, I don't really get. When people are like, yeah, man, I'm on Game of War, I probably got $150 in it. I'm going, wait, what? Like, what are you doing?
I think it gets away from people you don't realize a lot of times, and you're in the moment of the game, you want to advance enough.
Yeah.
And some games, it really keeps you locked in unless you buy stuff.
I'm such a cheapskate. But I mean, I did buy the Forza Horizon 3 DLC at $25.
So you're spending money in other ways.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is it's one thing for me to say, like, what you spending that money on a mobile game for, and yet I'm over here buying extra tracks and cars for my fake game.
We all have our things we don't mind spending a little extra on.
$20 billion. We need an app, Nikki.
We do have the Radio U app. Now, that's for free.
I see. Now, we're not going to get anywhere giving it away.
There's no extra charges on that. It's all free for you.
The Worst of the Riot becomes a daily podcast.
It's
still
free.
Giving it away for free.
You can check out Radio U TV with music videos. It's free.
There's more to life than money. Well, I got to get enough money to learn that.
We got to come up with some other app.
Come on.
But again, Radio U app, that's always free for you guys to download.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
I've thought about this before. I feel like we've even talked about this before, but I'm going to ask you again, Nikki, because I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do you wash clothes before you wear them? New clothes?
Depends on what it is.
Okay, so give me some for examples, all right?
Well, like,
let's say you went to the Gap.
Okay, sure, if I went to the Gap.
Let's say you did.
Well, it depends
on,
like,
you're at the mall buying clothes.
Yeah, like if it's an emergency situation and I really want to wear it, then no, I probably would not. Like if it was a sweatshirt or a hoodie or something.
Okay, back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's define emergency situation.
Emergency is the wrong word. Let's
like
just say,
Eric just threw up on you?
No, I got something I really wanted to wear, and I was like, oh, I want to wear it tomorrow.
Fashion emergency?
It is, so I want to go ahead and wear it. If it's like underwear or things that are a little bit more personal, yeah. Then we're definitely going to wash those.
So when you say personal, like, do you mean socks?
Sure.
Okay, so you're washing socks
too.
Sure. All right, okay.
Even though I hate socks. Man, I hate socks.
You know what's funny? I
hate them.
You and I are on completely different career paths here.
You love socks?
I love them.
And does you find them restrictive?
I bought,
and
nope.
It means you can't wear, you're not wearing flip-flops. You have to wear them with shoes. It's just terrible.
This is really weird, but I bought several packs of new socks.
Yeah?
And it's been just glorious.
Gosh.
I put on those socks, I'm like, and I wear them all the time.
I wear the thinnest socks possible, like the shortest ones, mm-hmm. as close to wearing nothing sock-wise at all.
Oh, I love socks.
Well, we're different then.
Wonderful.
You know what? We're different, but we can still get along.
I got those ones where it's like there's compression in the middle of the sock, because they're like
worse.
They're like sports running
there's
socks
more
or whatever.
Stuff then.
And it's just like, oh, it's, see, Nikki, you got it wrong. It's hugging my feet.
No, Eric got me a pair of yoga socks for Christmas. And
what makes them yoga?
Well, they have like grips on the bottom,
okay.
and then they have each individual toe.
Okay.
It's like torture.
I was going to say, you would hate
you
that.
You might as well be holding me underwater. I hate them so much.
Wow. Did you take them back?
Well, I bought them
online. They're probably $150.
It's just too much effort. So I'll try to get used to them. But man, you put your little toes in there and it's like holding me down.
Oh, but see, each one of those, it's a hug for each toe.
No, it's not.
Your toes never get a hug.
Strangling them.
They never get a hug. And you can have a...
You hate it, don't you guys? Yes, you do.
Don't touch me!
But yeah, it depends on what the item is. Some items I would wash, some I would not.
Okay, well, I was reading this article here that's fascinating. It says that every article of clothing you get, no matter what, you should wash it. And the reason being, now here's what I thought. I was thinking more in terms of like, well, it's dirty, it's been whatever. They say that the big fear is that clothes that you buy sit out
mm-hmm.
at a store
mm-hmm.
where people are sneezing, mm-hmm. where people come to work sick, where people do all these things. And more than anything else, the norovirus, which can live for like 72 hours
on whatever.
Like on almost any surface at
so
all,
you could be
including
buying
cloth. Like if someone could have just walked by and sneezed. They're not really sick yet. They've sprayed the item of clothing that you're buying. And then you're like, here, let me put this near my body.
Let me put it on over my head.
Yeah, put it on over my head.
Yeah.
Rub my nose
well,
in it. And
I
then...
guess a good rule, if you're buying it from an actual store that you went into,
mm-hmm.
then it'd be a good idea. Because you never know who's trying it on. But like if I'm buying a t-shirt online and I know that it just came
I
to
never,
me.
Like I never wash.
Then I don't
that.
Usually wash those first.
I just put that on right away.
Yeah.
In fact, it never fits as well as it does the first time I wear it.
Mm.
After I wash it, it's
it
never
ruins
quite
it a little.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I don't wash my shirts anymore. I just start dry cleaning my t-shirts. Really? That's probably the answer.
That'd be interesting.
I don't imagine a lot of people.
Some people probably do
that,
but not us.
I want to get in a place where I can do that. Also want to say hey to whoever you are that just texted. They said if you love socks, I should buy Stance socks.
What are those?
They're $15 the pair, but they say it's worth it. It's interesting because I was excited. I got six pairs of socks for $5.99. They were on sale. They're Puma socks.
Yeah, you don't understand. Obi's not going to spend that much on socks.
I bought three packs, so I got like 18 pair of socks for $18.
Now that's a deal.
I was killing it, dude. I was
socks
killing it.
Socks for days.
Oh, yeah. I never have to do laundry anymore.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So, for the last week, I've been playing Super Hot. Now, Super Hot's not a brand new game. Came out last February. I picked it up during the Steam Holiday Sale. It's available on the PC. It's available on the Xbox One. It is a first-person shooter in which... You know, if you looked at it, you'd be like, this looks kind of dumb because it looks like a 90s VR game.
Sure.
It's real blocky. It's white backgrounds and there are red bad guys. Red bad guys start out with canes that they run after you with. Then they have handguns, then they have shotguns, then they have machine guns. So the game gets more and more difficult. So what happens is you drop into the game and the big hook is that time only moves when you do. So if you stand still, nothing happens. If you move slowly, time moves slowly.
So does that help you with gameplay then? Because if you need a moment to figure it out, like where you're going to go next, you just stop?
It's very much a first-person shooter, but it's really a puzzle game. So what happens is, for example, a guy in front of you has a handgun and he's shooting at you. You have nothing but your fists. But if you stop, you can move out of the way of the bullet as you move slowly. So think bullet time. So you dodge out of the way of the bullet. You slowly walk up to this guy, punch him. He will drop his gun. You can then grab his gun in midair and then shoot him. And if you're like, I don't want a bunch of bloody grass. No, he's a glass man. He just shatters. And that's the whole thing, is that the game is really built around it's a first-person shooter puzzle, and it's fascinating. Each puzzle or segment or level lasts a very short period of time. So, like, after you get through a couple of these different encounters, it'll be the end of a level. So then it will go back and play it for you in real time. And in real time, it lasts 5 or 10 seconds. It might take you anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, and it's very easy for you to lose, but it quickly loads and you can start again. It's called Super Hot, and again, it's very much a puzzle game. And I think my favorite part of the entire game that I thought was just the most clever was at one point you load into this level and you're in an elevator, and there are three guys with handguns, and you've got your fist.
You gotta figure out how to get away.
You have to figure out how to get all three of these guys. And by the way, by the time you get to the third guy, the elevator is opened and there are two guys with shotguns on the other side of the elevator. Them. And you have to figure it all out. But again, sure, it's just a puzzle, but it's a puzzle in a really different way.
Now, for Super Hot, you mentioned you got it for the Steam sale, but it's a game that came out last year.
It did.
But you always look for Steam sales to be more of an independent game.
I love to get
this
indie games.
This falls under that category?
Absolutely. If there's anything really wrong with it, it's just I feel like it is very expensive for what it is. I picked it up for $15. It took me about 3 hours to get through it. Now, that then unlocks kind of like an unlimited challenge mode and all this stuff. But I think full price, I want to say it's $25 or $30. And as cool as it is, I feel like that price point is pretty high for what you get. I even felt like $15. I was like,
Well, for any games, normally it's a lower price. Or if it's been out for now almost a year, yeah, it gets way low.
So to me, at $15, I felt like Super Hot was very much worth it. Again, it's on the PC. It's on the Xbox One. PlayStation 4 peeps, I don't know what happened. But maybe someday you'll get lucky.
That's the real puzzle, if you can get it on that.
Can you figure out why you didn't get it?
You're going to be moving very slow.
We're going to be going through stuff I picked up late last year for the next couple weeks in Riot Control. Remember, if you ever have a suggestion, you can always hit us up through riot.radiou.com.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
I trust the internet way too much. I mean, seriously, if I have a question, I just go to the internet, and then whatever the top search result is, I'm like,
you
well,
go with it.
It must be true. It's at the top. Google picked this as the number one search result. So now I'm on Yahoo Answers trying to find out what this rash is, and I just believe whatever they say.
And you decided you don't need to go to the doctor, but WebMD was just fine.
Who cares? I'm trying to rearrange my whole life this year, and I'm taking the advice of people I've never met. I have no idea if they know what they're talking about, but hey, it's on my computer, and my computer wouldn't lie. It's telling me the truth. It knows what I'm talking about. Come on. So we just believe whatever. But there is one place. Okay. We should have so much skepticism. So much skepticism about what we read online. We have almost none. Then we start talking about God. We mention Jesus. We look at what it is that God wants us to do. And people are like, well, that is a blatant lie. That is ridiculous. That is religious nonsense. That starts wars. That's where hatred comes from. But dude on internet, he must know what he's talking about. Look, I'll tell you, religion's got a pretty crappy track record. There's been some pretty terrible things that have been done. But here's what I want you to do. Understand something. I'm not talking about religion. And now I'm not even talking about the internet. I'm talking about you having a relationship with Jesus. Real deal. Jesus actually knows what he's talking about. He really does. And when he tells you that he loves you, it's not some made up thing so I can get your money. No, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He wants to be a part of your day. And here's the thing. If we would do more than think about Jesus as being maybe some way that when I die, I guess I'll probably see him and some people in heaven. I don't know, whatever. If we would start realizing that Jesus wants to be a part of our day-to-day life. God wants to put his spirit in your heart, live where you live, and literally teach you a better way to do things. And I know this is crazy and difficult to understand, but really, God may know more about how to live life than some guy you read on the internet. He really might know. Actually, he does. I'm just giving that internet guy the benefit of the doubt that he probably doesn't deserve. Look, God knows how to live. He wants to teach you how to do things better. Whether you want to call it a New Year's resolution or starting a new relationship with him, whatever. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want you to show me how to do things. I'm finally ready to listen. Put skepticism where it belongs. But man, listen to what God has to say. He loves you and the person next to you, and he wants to see both of you living a better life, starting right now.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
So, Joseph Talbot, Wayne County in New York, he ended up getting arrested by the state police over the weekend because he got he was driving while intoxicated. So police charged him, but he refused to be fingerprinted or photographed, which
you
ends
get
up,
to refuse?
I don't think you do. So in other words, he was just resisting, but it didn't really.
I think they then hold you down to take your picture.
Well. Yeah. It doesn't go well. Well, the reason he didn't want to be photographed, he didn't want the local paper there prints the pictures of people that get picked up for DUIs.
Sure.
And he didn't want his picture in the paper.
In the paper, because everybody would see.
Yeah, so then
does he know people aren't looking at the paper? Or maybe they are just in that spot.
All right. His mom, probably older family.
You say that? Okay, but there's a gas station, I don't know, however far from my house.
Yeah.
They sell this little paper that is nothing but perp photos and what they did. And I asked the guy behind the counter, I'm like, who is buying this? And he's like, dude, everybody
because
buys
they just
this.
Are curious. They just want to see it.
He said it is. He says it's a huge seller. He says like everybody that comes through here buys these perp sheets to look to see if it's somebody they know.
Well, you can just find it online, but I guess maybe because it is it's all concentrated.
Yeah. Well, and it's all local. Yeah. So I mean, like you just pick this thing up, and I guess all the townships within like however many mile radius. Every week they print this paper. It's like a dollar. It's selling way better than the newspaper is.
Sure.
Way more people are down there picking that up. So that's where this guy is. He doesn't want to get noticed. So what does he do? He goes down to the local newspaper on Saturday, Times of Wayne County, 12,000 circulation. He buys all of their newsstand editions.
Then he would get, I mean,
over,
this.
Okay, look at this. He buys over 1,000 of them. That's $1.25 each. So after that, the fact that he bought so many made news,
and now
why he bought them
news.
Became news.
Yeah.
And now it's national news.
Now everybody's talking about it.
Instead of it just being in his local area, NBC picked it up and so did a bunch of other people.
This
it's everywhere.
This guy was trying to bury his own news story and it made it into a bigger one.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Sorry, guy.
Because just as you were saying, like most people, I'm not saying nobody's going to know, but nobody under 70 is going to know. So he was mostly in the clear.
Sure, but now everybody under 70 is hearing about it.
Streisand effect.
Sure.
Nobody knew about it until you made a big noise about it. Now everybody knows about it.
There's his family calling and saying they're disappointed.
It's like, hey, is that you? Is that you, Uncle Joe? Was that you in the paper? Yeah. It was him. This makes me want to go to that gas station to get some soda.
Not the paper?
No.
Not the one to see?
They can keep the paper, but 69-cent Polar Pop. Man, talk about a way to start your Friday.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.